我们一起来读几处经文。第一处是在撒迦利亚书九章十六节。撒迦利亚书九章十六节。
We read a few scriptures. First, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 19.
撒迦利亚书是旧约的倒数第二本书。如果你手上有圣经的话，可以翻开。
Zechariah is the second last book in the Old Testament.
九章十六节，撒迦利亚书九章十六节。
Chapter 9, verse 16.
好，我们一起来读。当那日，耶和华他们的神必看他的民，如群羊拯救他们。因为他们必像冠冕上的宝石，高举在他的地上。这里也可以翻作在他的地上发光辉。然后我们再来读诗篇三十四篇第八节。诗篇三十四篇。
Psalm 34 verse 8。
三十四篇。第八到十四节，我们来读。
Verse 8 to 14.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。耶和华的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺。少壮狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。众弟子呢，你们当来听我的话，我要将敬畏耶和华的道教训你们。有何人喜好存活，爱慕长寿，得享美福，就要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。好，我们最后来读一下彼得前书，彼得前书第二章，彼得前书第二章第一到三节。
Lastly, First Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
彼得前书一到三节，我们一起来读。所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，一致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。然后，彼得前书一章八到九节，八到九节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 8 to 9.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效。就是灵魂的救恩，这个灵魂的救恩大家都知道，应该翻成魂的救恩。
It is translated as the salvation of your souls.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
好，亲爱的救主，很感谢你，你在你的儿女们身上所施行的救恩是何等的奇妙。
Dear Savior, we thank you how wonderful the salvation you have on your children.
你向着我们的心意是善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
The will you have toward us is a good, acceptable, and perfect.
你要把我们带到一个完全的地步，叫我们得享了天上的荣耀。
You would lead us into perfection so that we can enjoy the heavenly glory.
因此你在我们身上所施行的拯救的工作是一生之久。
So the salvation work you have on us lasts for our lifetime.
叫我们能配得那天上的荣耀。
So that we can be worthy of the heavenly glory.
主，我们感谢你，感谢你向我们所
施行的拯救，也求你来向你的儿女们说话，好叫我们能快跑来跟从你。
Lord, we thank you for your salvation, and we also plead with you that you may speak to your children so that we can run swiftly after you.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，今天假如我到 Galveston 的海边，从水底下捞起来一块鹅卵石，是一块普普通通、毫不起眼的鹅卵石。
If I go to the Galveston beach today and pick up a pebble from the bottom of the sea, a very ordinary pebble.
然后呢，我把它标价$100,000，然后我来出售。
But if I want to sell this pebble for $1,000,000,
你认为我能够卖得掉吗？
Do you think I can sell it?
你认为会有人用这么高的代价来买这一块普普通通的鹅卵石吗？
Do you think anyone can pay that high price to buy a pebble?
你可能会认为我的精神恐怕有问题。
You may think I'm out of my mind.
这么一块普普通通、毫不起眼的鹅卵石，不要说$100,000，就是$1，恐怕也不会有人买。
I don't think anyone will buy it even for $1.
但是如果假设我捞起来的不是一块手掌大的鹅卵石，我捞起来的是一块手掌大的、晶莹剔透的、比钻石还要宝贵的蓝宝石。
What if what I picked up is not a pebble, but it's a crystal sapphire, that of the same weight?
然后我把这块举世无双的蓝宝石，大概地球上没有这样的蓝宝石啊。假设我捡到这么一块蓝宝石，然后我把它$100,000来出售。
Assume I sell this invaluable sapphire, for $1,000,000.
你恐怕还是认为我精神有问题。
You may still think I'm out of my mind.
这么一块举世无双、价值连城的蓝宝石，怎么可能才卖$100,000？
How come this invaluable sapphire only worth $1,000,000?
所以，鹅卵石和蓝宝石都是石头，但是它们的性质是完全不一样的。
Pebbles and sapphire stones are all stones, but the essences of them are different.
它们完全不同的性质就决定了它们完全不一样的价值。
Their different essence determines that they have different values.
一个物体它的性质决定了它的价值。
For an item, the essence determines its value.
同样的，一个人的生命的性质决定了他生命的价值。
So similarly, the value of one's life determines the essence of one's life determines its value.
一个属天的生命就决定了它有属天荣耀尊贵的价值。
The heavenly life has its heavenly honorable value.
一个属地的生命就决定了它是卑贱的，没有任何毫无价值。
An earthly life only has the earthly and a dishonorable value.
是一个卑贱的价值。
It has a dishonorable value.
我们天然人的生命是何等的短暂，何等的渺小。
A natural life is so transient and trivial.
一个人在地上短短的几十年，起起伏伏，就算再有分量，最后不过是落得如海底的鹅卵石。
One lives in the world, although it has many up and downs, but no matter how much weight he has, he's but a pebble in the sea.
最终要湮灭在时间的长河中、海洋中。
Eventually, it will be buried under the ocean of the sea.
不会留下任何的痕迹。
Without any trace left.
这天人的这个生命的性质，就决定了它的价值是卑贱的。
And the essence of the natural life determines that its value is also dishonorable.
因为天然人的这个生命的性质是属地的。
Because the essence of natural life is of the earth.
是沉沦在世界里的，是必朽坏的，是不会存到永远的。
It's sunk in the world. It's incorruptible. It cannot last forever.
所以天然人像鹅卵石这样子一个属地的性质，就决定了他在神的面前，在永生神的面前是没有价值的。
So the essence of the natural life, just like the pebble, it determines that it's worthless in front of the eternal God.
那与卑贱的鹅卵石相对应的是珍贵的蓝宝石。
In contrast to the dishonorable pebble, is the precious sapphire.
在出埃及记24章第十节那里。
In Exodus chapter 24, verse 10, it says.
当摩西和以色列的众长老们，他们来到西乃山来朝见耶和华神。
When Moses and the elders of Israel went to the Mount Sinai to meet God.
他们看见神的脚下，仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色明净。
They saw there was under God's feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity.
对，蓝宝石所预表的，乃是神属天荣耀的性质。
The sapphire stone represents this essence of this heavenly glory of God.
所以它代表了在神永远的旨意中那个属天尊贵的价值。
It alludes to this heavenly and glorious value in the eternal will of God.
这个鹅卵石相比于蓝宝石的价值有多么的低，那么我们天然人与神永远的荣耀就有多么的远。
As the pebbles are less worthy than the sapphire stone, so far is a natural man's life from the eternal glory of God.
感谢神，今天神把我们从这个世界的辖制中救拔了出来。
Thanks be to God. Today, God has delivered us from the bondage of the world.
我们就好像从海水里面捞起来的鹅卵石。
We are just like the pebbles dredged up from the sea.
啊，实在说来，我们这个人确实是像鹅卵石一般的一个顽石。
Indeed, we are just like the stubborn stones, like the pebbles.
是顽梗的石头。
Stubborn stones.
而且是坑坑洼洼，没有棱角。
And also, we are bumpy and roughy stubborn stones.
没有多少价值，非常的坚硬，很难改变。
And worthless, and it's very hard to change.
就是我们这样的一个顽石，从神把我们从海水里面救拔了出来。
But God saved us from the bottom of the sea.
圣经里面常常用海来预表世界。
The scripture often uses the sea to allude to the world.
所以我们从世界里被救拔出来的属神的儿女，我们实在是一个从海水里面被捞起来的顽石。
So the children who are saved from the world, just like the stubborn pebbles dredged up from the sea.
而且神是用一个极重无比的代价来救赎我们这个本来是没有价值的顽石。
And God paid a heavy price in order to redeem the worthless pebbles.
这个极重无比的代价就是神儿子的宝血。
The heavy price is the precious blood of the only begotten Son.
这个是远超过地上一切的金银的金银财富，这地上的金银财富是没有办法来衡量的。
It cannot be measured by all the wealth on the earth.
但是神却肯付上这样极重无比的代价，来买赎像我这样一个看起来毫无价值的一个顽梗的石头。
But God was willing to pay the heavy price to redeem this worthless stubborn stone.
那神所做的，是不是比一个好像用$100,000来买一个没有价值的普普通通的鹅卵石还要不值的事情呢？
So what God did is that is it even less worthy than buying an ordinary pebble stone with $1,000,000?
如果要买一块宝石，人会仔仔细细的非常详细的来查考这个宝石是不是物有所值。
If one wants to buy a precious stone, he, according to the man's wisdom, he has to cautiously and carefully inspect this precious stone.
他会仔细的查考值不值所要付出的代价，然后才会去买。
He will have to inspect if this precious stone is worthy of the price.
如果人看见 要买的那块石头不过是个普普通的鹅卵石，那人绝技不会去买。
If he sees this is only just ordinary pebble, he will by no means to buy it with a heavy price.
这是人的智慧，但神的智慧不是这样。
This is man's wisdom, but God's wisdom is not like this.
神的智慧是神先付上了一个极重无比的代价。
God's wisdom is that he would pay the price, heavy price first.
他把这个顽石从海里面捞起来，然后他付出这个代价来买来归他。
And then he would dredge up the stubborn stones and pay the heavy price and redeem these stubborn stones back to himself.
这个本来是毫无价值，一个卑贱的一个顽石，他今天在神的手里。
So this worthless stubborn stones now is put into the hands of God.
因着放在了神的手里，神把宝石的性质放在了他的里面。
Because it's in the hands of God, God put the essence of the precious stone in it.
所以它的性质就被完全的改变了。
And then its essence is transformed completely.
这个卑贱的要变为尊贵的。
The dishonorable is put on the honorable.
这个必朽坏的要变为不朽坏的。
And the corruptible is put on the incorruptible.
这个毫无价值的要变为有永恒的价值的。
And the worthless has become the one with eternal value.
这是神在我们每一个蒙恩得救的神儿女们身上的一个恩典的故事。
This is God's story of grace on each and every one of us who are saved by grace.
但是太多的时候，我们看看我们自己。
But many a time when we see ourselves.
我们常常觉得我们离神手中那个荣耀的宝石差得好很远很远。
Oftentimes when we see what we look like, we are so far from this glory of the precious stone.
世人看我们也好像不过是一个顽石。
The world see us as just as stubborn stones.
仇敌也常常的来欺骗我们，我们虽然得救了，但是却还是一个顽石。
The enemy often deceives us as well. Although we are saved, but we are still just the stubborn stones.
我们从前是沉沦在海里面的顽石，如今蒙拯救了，只是变成了神手中的顽石。
We used to be the stubborn stones in the sea, but now we are saved, but we are still stubborn stones, although in God's hand.
仇敌欺骗我们，就让我们安安心心的就做那个顽石。
The enemy deceives us to let us to be content with just being a stubborn stone.
从前是海里的顽石，如今是被捞起来的顽石。
We used to be in the sea, but now dredged up.
从前是世界里的顽石，如今是神手里的顽石。
We used to be the stubborn stones in the world, and now stubborn stones in the hands of God.
撒旦常常在神的面前挑战神。
Satan often challenges God.
神儿子的宝血这么极重无比的代价所买出来的。神的儿女难道就是这些顽石吗？
The children of God who are saved by the precious blood of the only begotten Son of God, are they only just the stubborn stones?
难道蒙恩得救的儿女啊，真的就能够变成合神心意，能够彰显神的荣耀的蓝宝石吗？
Can the children of God saved by grace can be transformed into this precious sapphire?
一个人他蒙恩得救了，就神儿子的生命就放在了他的里面，他里面有了神的灵。
When one was saved by grace, the life of the Son of God is put in him, and then he has the Spirit of God.
但是如果他活出来的生命的表现还是老旧的那个生命，如顽石一般的生命。
But if the life he lives out is still the life of the old self, like the stubborn stones.
人在他的身上看不到多少基督的新的生命。
And others cannot see much of the life of Christ from him.
那就说明他的魂里的心思、情感、意念，还是被旧我的肉体所辖制。
That means his mind, emotion, and will.Are still governed by the natural man's flesh.
他还活在那个没有得救的魂的生命的里面。
He still lives in this unsaved soul.
他魂的发表是为了肉体的需要，是为了人的骄傲。
An expression of his soul is solely for the need of the flesh and the self-pride.
以至于人看到他，看到的还是像顽石一样的那个必朽坏的肉体。
So that when others see him, they still see the natural flesh.
所以一个没有得救的魂是不受圣灵支配的。
An unsaved soul is not governed by the Holy Spirit.
是完全为了肉体的需要，是为了人的骄傲而运行而发表的。
It only moves and expresses itself according to the need of the flesh and the pride of life.
所以一个魂没有得救的人，虽然他灵已经得救，他有永恒的生命，但是他如果魂还没有得救的人，是在神永远的旨意里面。无份没有价值的。
Although one's spirit is saved, but if one still with this unsaved soul, he has no value in the eternal will of God.
他只是仅仅得救。
He's but barely saved.
今天神买赎我们来归他。
Today God redeemed us back to Himself.
神在我们身上要得着的，不是一个个从。海里面捞上来的顽石。
What God wanted to gain is not just the stubborn stones dredged up from the sea.
从海里面捞上的顽石啊，只是仅仅得救。
Those stubborn stones dredged up are barely saved.
但还是为着自己的需要，为着自己的骄傲而活。
It still lives for its own need and its own pride.
一个蒙恩得救的儿女，如果还是活在从前世界里的光景的话，他一生的所得，在神永远的计划、永远的旨意里面是没有价值的。
As children who are saved by grace, if they still live in the world, all his lifetime, all they gained has no value in the eternal will of God.
但是感谢主，神在我们这些蒙恩得救的儿女们身上实在有极大的信心。
But thanks be to God, God has great faith on the children who are saved by grace.
在撒加利亚书九章十六节，就刚才我们读过的那一节经文里面。
We have read Zechariah chapter 9, verse 16.
当那日，他们必向冠冕上的宝石高举在他的地上，或者说在他的地上发光辉。
For they shall be like the jewels of a crown, lifted like a banner over his land, or translate to they shall shine on his land.
所以神在他永恒的眼光里面已经看到了。
So God has already seen from his internal perspective.
神家的儿女，虽然现今也许活出来的那个生命离宝石般的属天的荣耀，也许还差得很远。
The children in the household of God, although they are still far from this glory of these precious stones.
但是有一天，我们这些蒙恩得救的儿女，我们要成为他的冠冕上的宝石。
But in that day, all the children who are saved by grace will become the jewels of the crown.
我们要在神的国彰显神的荣耀。
We will manifest the glory of God in the kingdom of God.
所以蓝宝石实在是预表着神这个荣耀的性情。
The precious sapphire stone represents the glorious character of God.
是基督属天的生命。
That is the heavenly life of Christ.
是神在我们这些蒙恩得救的儿女们身上，他要得着的是耶稣基督属天的生命。
So what God wants to gain from the children saved by grace is the heavenly life of Christ.
是像宝石一般的属天尊贵的生命。
It's an honorable life, like the heavenly honorable life, like the precious stones.
所以我们今天我们蒙恩得救的儿女，我们得着神永远的生命。
Today, as children who are saved by grace, we have obtained this eternal life.
我们有了永生的盼望。这是灵的得救。
We have this hope of eternity, and this is the salvation of the spirit.
但是这个属天荣耀的生命， 在我们的身上是不是有真实的发表？
But is there any true manifestation from us of this internal of this heavenly glorious life?
人期间看到我们，是不是看到一个属天的荣耀
？When people see us today, do they see this heavenly glory?
在彼得前书一章九节，那里说到，得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 9 says.Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
我想很多的弟兄姊妹都知道这一段的经文更准确的意思应该是信心的结果或者说终点是魂的得救。
We are all familiar with this verse that the accurate translation is that receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
所以信心的结果就是魂的得救。
The result or the end of your faith is the salvation of your souls.
所以神带领我们一生走信心的路。
So God leads us to walk on this the way of faith all our lifetime.
他要借着各样的环境来炼净我们，来破碎我们，来建造我们。
He would break and refine and build us through all circumstances.
要叫我们的心思、情感、意念。能够越来越多的被灵里面的这个神的灵所支配
so that our mind, our emotion and our will can be governed by the spirit more and more
所以让人能够越来越多的看到我们里面的神的灵
so that others can see from us the spirit
这就是魂的得救
that is the salvation of the souls
所以一个魂得救的人他是被神所制作所炼净过的人
So the one who has saved the soul, he's the one who are molded who's molded and refined by God.
一个魂得救的人，他不再为自己的需要而活，而为神的旨意而活。
The one who has saved the soul no longer lives for himself, but for the need of God.
他不再为自己人的骄傲而活。来为神的荣耀而活。
He will no longer live for his own pride, but for the glory of God.
所以，一个魂得救的人，他才能够成为，才能够像神冠冕上荣耀的宝石。
So the one who has saved the soul can become this glorious precious stone on God's crown.
他才能够配得天上的荣耀。
He is worthy of the heavenly glory.
这是神在我们身上的心意。
This is the heart desire of God on us.
在彼得前书二章二节那里说到，你们要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 2 says, As newborn babes long for the spiritual milk, which is without guile, that you may grow thereby unto salvation.
我们都知道这个以致得救这个得救是指的魂的得救
We know here it says unto salvation it talks about salvation of the soul
所以渐渐成长以致得救这是神在我们这些属神儿女们身上一生的工作
Grow thereby unto salvation it is the work of God on us in our lifetime
他要叫我们的魂能够脱离肉体的辖制。
So he wants us to our soul to be delivered from the bondage of the flesh.
能够渐渐的更多的接受灵的支配。
So that our soul can be subject to the spirit.
能够不仅得着神儿子那个永远的生命，而且能够活出这个属天荣耀的生命。
So not only do we receive this internal life, but we also can live out this glorious heavenly life.
这就成为一个魂得救的人。
So that we can become the one who have the saved soul.
所以神的旨意，仇敌也知道。
The enemy also knows the will of God.
仇敌要用各样的诡计来阻拦神的工作。
The enemy will hinder God's work with various devices.
所以我们。常常面临的那个属灵的征战，不是在天上。
So the spiritual warfare is not in up in the heavens.
不是在别人身上。
Spiritual warfare is not on others.
也不是在外面的环境。
It's not in the circumstances outward.
我们属灵征战的那个战场，常常就是在我们的魂的里面。
So the battlefield is often inside our souls.
所以我们的魂是受肉体的支配，为己得生命打算，为己得生命来发表呢？
Is our soul a mindful of the self life only?
还是我们的魂是受圣灵的支配，顺服神的旨意，为着神的荣耀而舍己呢？
Or our soul is governed by the Spirit, is to subject to the will of God and to deny ourselves for the glory of God.
很多的时候，我们基督徒，我们常常觉得这些属灵的征战似乎离我们非常的遥远。
Oftentimes, as Christians, we think that the spiritual warfare is far from us.
我们觉得我们的生活非常的平淡。
We think our lives are too ordinary and eventful.
我们没有多少属灵的经历。
We don't have many spiritual experiences.
而且，即使是有一点点属灵的经历，常常就是失败的经历。
Even if we have some experience, those are all failures.
好像我们很难能够渐渐成长以致得救。
As if we cannot grow thereby unto salvation.
那我们来看看圣经里面大卫的例子。
We'll look at the example of David in the Bible.
大卫一生，那我们都知道，他有很多得胜的经历是记载在圣经里面。
We know that David.There are many experiences of victories in David's life recorded in the Bible.
他有几个荣耀得胜的经历。
He has several experiences of glorious victory.
比如说他战胜哥利亚的经历。
For example, he defeated Goliath.
还有他在亚杜兰洞里面，他胜过从人而来的诱惑。
And he resisted the temptation from man in the cave.
他没有自己动手去杀扫罗，以自己的力量来做王。
He did not kill Saul, and he did not want to be the king by his own strength.
但是在大卫的一生中，他其实也经历了许多平淡的日子。
But in David's life, lifetime, there was also many years of ordinary life.
比如他在躲避扫罗，他为了躲避扫罗，他在旷野里面漂流了将近十年的时间。
In order to flee from the chase of Saul, he wandered in the wilderness for 10 years.
那段漫长的时光里面，真正躲避扫罗追杀的时间只有很短的几段。
During that long time, it is but a short period of time when he was trying to flee from the chase of Saul.
绝大部分的时光，他都是在那里平淡的流荡，艰难的生活。
For most part of the time, he lived a difficult and ordinary life of wandering.
而且大卫在他的一生中也有许多的失败。
David also has many failures in his life.
甚至圣经上记载大卫失败的那个篇幅是远远超过他记载他得胜的篇幅。
Even the scriptures recording more failures of him than the victories.
大卫之所以能够成为一个合神心意的人，并不是因为他总是得胜。
The reason why that David can become the man who is after God's own heart is not because that he won all the time.
大卫成为一个合神心意的人，是因着他有一颗寻求神、依靠神的心。
He has become the man who is after God's own heart. It's because he has a heart of fearing and seeking God.
无论是在失败还是得胜，
No matter in victory or failure.
无论是跌宕起伏的征战，还是平淡无奇的艰难的生活，
So be it the tumultuous wartime or ordinary uneventful daily life.
大卫都能够从这些经历中能够得着属灵的启示。
David can obtain this spiritual insight from all his experiences.
他能够在各样的环境中都经历神。
He can experience God in various circumstances.
他能够从自己的成功，能从自己的失败，也能够从自己平淡的生活中来学习宝贵的属灵功课。
he can learn the precious spiritual lessons through his victory, through his failures, through his ordinary and eventful daily life.
所以大卫的一生，他是渐渐的成，渐渐的成长，以至于得救的一生。
So David's life is a life of growing thereby unto salvation.
我们这个人，我们的一生也许没有什么了不起的属灵的经历。
Through our lifetime, we may not have any big spiritual experience.
我们也许就是平平淡淡的过一生，有一些起伏。
We may have a little bit up and downs in our ordinary life.
但是在我们这的一生中，神的话语能够成为我们生命的亮光。
But in our lifetime, the word of God can become the light for us.
在无论在怎样的环境的里面。我们把神的话语应用在我们的生活中。
No matter in what circumstances, we can apply the word of God in our life.
让我们属灵的眼光能够被提升。
So that our spiritual insights can be lifted up.
让我们的反应，我们对事情的反应，我们所做的选择和所得到的结果，也许能够更加的合神的心意。
So our reactions are the choices we make, and the results may be more in accord with God's heart.
那仇敌是常常是通过人的魂来欺骗人。
The enemy often deceives man through his soul.
他是为了阻挡神的旨意。
In order to hinder the will of God.
那在诗篇里面有许多篇啊，都是大卫。以诗篇的形式来总结他的这些来总结他这些经验和他属灵的看见。
In the book of Psalms, there are many precious spiritual insights from David in the form of poetry.
比如我们来看诗篇第三篇第二节。
For example, if we look at Psalm 3, verse 2.
对，诗篇第三篇第二节。
Psalm 3, verse 2.
有许多人议论我说，他得不着神的帮助。
Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God.
对，这个英文的翻译非常的准确。
The English translation is accurate.
英文标准版的翻译是比较准确的。
The English standard version is very accurate.
就是 many say of my soul.
Many say of my soul.
就许多人的声音进到我的魂里面说。他得不到神的帮助。
Many voices entering into my soul, speaking to me, there is no help for him in God.
所以这些声音是从仇敌来的声音。
Those voices are from the enemy.
要说到人的魂的里面。
And speaking into one's soul.
所以我们人天然的魂呢，是就是会依靠过去的经验去推理。
The natural inclination of the soul is to rely on the previous reason.
我们会依靠眼界来推理。
We would like to reason according to what we see.
所以仇敌的谎言一进来呢，我们的魂就推理。
So as soon as the light of the enemy entered in, our soul started to reason.
为什么神不帮助我？
Why didn't God help me?
是不是我这个人实在太糟糕了，神不愿意帮助我？
Is that because I am so bad that God is not willing to help me?
或者是我的境况实在是太艰难了，神没有办法帮助我？
Or my situation is so difficult that God cannot help me?
当我们在我们的魂里面运用我们的心思的时候，我们就很容易落在仇敌的诡计里面。
But when we use our reasons in our soul,we are easily fall into the trap of the enemy.
就是仇敌的网络。
And fall into the snare of the enemy.
所以我们对神的慈爱，对神的能力，就会产生怀疑，以至于远离神。
So that we even started to doubt God's love and God's power, and even drift away from God.
然后再比如在诗篇第十一篇第一节。
In Psalm 11, verse 1.
我是投靠耶和华，你们怎么对我说？你当像鸟飞往你的山去呢
？In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, "Flee like a bird to your mountain"?
像这个，我们中文对灵和魂还有身体啊，常常是分不清楚。
And in Chinese, they mixed the spirit and soul and body.
所以，我们弟兄姊妹在读圣经的时候，如果看到有灵魂或者看到有我或身体的时候，我们要稍微如果懂英文的话，稍微参考一下英文。
When we read, you may want to refer to English, and when we read the Bible, when you read the word soul, spirit, and body.
你看，就这一段的经文也是说到。这一段十一诗篇十一篇第一节也是说到那个魂。
Here in Psalm 11 verse 1, it also talks about soul.
So 看英文的翻译更清楚，就 How can you see to my soul?
In the translation, it says, How can you say to my soul?
就是你们怎么对我的魂说，你当像鸟飞往你的山呢？
How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain?
所以在艰难中，仇敌常常向我们的魂说似是而非的话。
So in difficulties, the enemy often speaks paradoxical words to us.
你不是说你要向山举目吗？你的帮助是从造天地的耶和华神而来吗？
Didn't you say I lift up your eyes to the mountains and your help come from the Lord?
你现在在难处里，那你现在飞到你的山上去寻求帮助吧。
Now you are in difficulties. Now you can fly to the mountain to find your help.
所以天然的情感哦，就是常常以自己的感受为中心。
The emotion of the natural man is often self-centered.
是不受圣灵的约束的。
It's not controlled by the Holy Spirit.
所以很容易就被仇敌似是而非的话所误导。
And it's very easily misled by the paradoxical word from the enemy.
我们所举目的、所望的，不是我们的山。
The mountain we lift up our eyes to look is not the mountain of ourselves.
我们所望的应该是耶和华的山。
The mountain is a mountain of the Lord.
我们寻求自己的山，我们常常就是去找人的帮助。去用人的方法。
If we seek the mountain of ourselves, we are looking for man's help and use the measures of man.
这些从人而来的帮助和方法，我们没有好好的祷告，从人来的方法，就真的成为那个山哦，成为我们的重担。
Without prayers, the help from man can become the mountain and the heavy burden for us.
非但没有得到帮助，反而成为我们灵里面的重担。
So not only did we not receive the help, but we laid up the heavy burdens for ourselves.
我们是不是有这样的经历？就是我们为了解决一个问题，我们用了自以为是的一些方法。
Do we have this experience that when we try to solve one problem with our own hands?
结果这些方法非但不能够解决这个问题，反而成为更大、更多的麻烦。
But in the end, the problem was not solved, but only to cause more and bigger problems.
然后我们这个人，我们也不是像鸟一样的飞到神的山上。
And also, we cannot flee like a bird to the mountain of God.
很多的时候，我们遇到了艰难，我们魂的第一个反应就是马上要得到帮助。
Oftentimes, when we encounter difficulties, the first reaction of our soul is to receive the help right now.
我马上要从那个难处的里面要出来。
We want to come out of the difficulty right away.
这是天然的意志，天然的意志总是围绕着自己的需要。
This is the will of the natural man. It's only centered in his own need.
总是凭着自己的眼睛所见。
It often focuses on what he can see.
但是也许神是要我们学习谦卑、忍耐、等候。
But what God wants us to learn is the humility, the patience, and waiting.
我们不是像鸟一样的飞到神的山上。
We are not fleeing like a bird to the mountain of God.
那到不了神的山的。
We cannot reach the mountain of God.
我们乃是唱的上行之诗。一步一步的走上神的山。
But we walk upwardly, step by step, singing the song of essence.
我们走到神的祭坛，走到我喜乐的神那里。
We walk to the altar of God, to the God of our exceeding joy.
我们乃是借着诗歌，借着祷告来赞美神。
We praise God, with hymns and prayers.
我们一步一步的来经历神，一步一步的走近神。
And step by step, we experience God. And step by step, we draw near to God.
我们进入神的同在，当我们的生命就被提升。越过地上的难处。
We enter into the presence of God, and our life will be lifted up, and we can surpass all the difficulties in the world.
他在诗篇三十四篇第八节那里说道。
In Psalm 34, verse 8.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that takes refuge in him.
然后在彼得前书二章三节那里也说到。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 3 it says,
你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
就是一个魂得救的儿女，他不仅能够有将来在神冠冕上那个宝石的荣耀。
The children who have the saved soul, not only will he have this glory of the precious stone in the crown in the future.
一个魂得救的神的儿女啊，还能够在地就能够浅尝天恩的滋味。
They can also taste this heavenly grace on the earth.
能够享受神所赐的诸般的属天的福分。
And they can enjoy this blessing, the heavenly blessing.
所以渐渐成长以致得救，这个恩典实在是太大了。
And the grace is so great for us to grow thereby unto salvation.
所以神要用百般的智慧，要把这个恩典要做成在他神儿女们的身上。
So God wanted to work this grace on His children with His manifold of wisdoms.
所以他要叫我们的这个魂能够脱离肉体的辖制，能够渐渐的更多的被圣灵来支配。
So that our soul can be delivered from the bondage of the flesh, and it can be governed by the Holy Spirit.
他要叫我们的心思、情感、意志，就是我们的魂。能够蒙圣灵的引导。
So our soul, that is our mind, our emotion, and our will, can be led by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们属灵的生命要渐渐的成长，能够成为一个魂得救的人。
So our life can grow thereby and unto salvation of the soul.
渐渐成长以致得救，我们要让主的话来充满我们的心思。
To grow thereby unto salvation, we need to have the word of God to fill our mind.
当大卫逃避扫罗的追杀的时候，他几乎是一无所有。
When David was fleeing from the chase of Saul, he was without anything.
他在旷野里面四处流荡。
He wandered in the wilderness.
他自己都觉得他是如同一条死狗。
Even himself thought him as a dead dog.
但是大卫他仍然抓住神宝贵的应许，他专心依靠神。
But David clung to God's precious promise, and he trusted in God wholeheartedly.
所以在诗篇三十四篇九到十节。
Psalm 34, verse 9 to 10.
就是刚才我们读过的，敬畏他的一无所缺。寻求耶和华的什么好处都不缺。
There is no want to those who fear him. Those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
这是大卫在旷野里面漂流将近十年，他真实的经历。
This is the true experience of David when he was wandering the wilderness for the 10 years.
是他真实的经历。
That is his own experience.
在 艰难的环境中，大卫没有被仇敌的谎言所左右。
During those difficulties, David was not wavered by the lie of the enemies.
他仍然寻求神，依靠神。他让神的话语来充满他的心思。
He still sought the Lord and trusted in the Lord and let the word of God fill his mind.
神的话语成为他生命的供应，他胜过了四围的那个艰难的环境。
So the word of God has become his provision and helped him to overcome the circumstances.
那我们今天所处的这个末后的时代，是一个外面的物质虽然非常的丰富，但是属灵的光景却是非常黑暗、邪恶的时代。
This generation we're in today is a generation of material affluence, but with spiritual desolation.
是一个属灵荒凉的时代。
It's a generation of spiritual desolation.
我们所面对的也是仇敌的那个逼迫和神儿女的艰难的环境。
What we face is the persecution from the enemy and the difficult circumstances.
我想这一点，每一个养育了，特别是青少年的儿女的，神的儿女，我们做父母的，我们如果我们养育了青少年的儿女，我们对这一点会有非常深的体悟。
I think especially as parents who have teenagers, that we can all relate it to that.
我们有儿女在我们的身边，特别是有那个青少年的儿女的话，我们就知道他们所面对的这个世界是何等的邪恶。
If we have teenagers, we know, we understand that how evil the world is.
他们所要面对的仇敌的攻击是何等的猖狂。
The attacks they have to face is so severe.
我们是否让主的话语来充满我们的心思？
Do we let the word of God to fill our mind?
还是任凭世界的那些思潮来左右我们的心思意念？
Or we just go along with the flow, with the trends of the world.
我们是引导我们的儿女，是宝贵神的话语，让神的话成为他们生命的亮光。
Do we help our children to treasure the word of God?To have the word of God to become the light of their life.
引导他们成为一个敬畏神的人呢？
Do we lead them to become the children with fear of God?
还是我们培养他们成为一个追求世界的尊荣的人？
Or do we educate them to be the respectable people in the world?
太多的时候，我们看重世界的尊荣，远超过敬畏神。
Oftentimes we esteem the glory of the world far beyond the fearing of God.
因为我们对孩子所说的话没有属灵的力量。
So what we say to our children has no spiritual power.
我愿圣灵的光来常常的光照我们，好像我们的心思被神的话来充满。
So may the Holy Spirit enlighten us so that our mind can be filled with the word of God.
让我们能够敬畏神，能够寻求他的旨意。
So that we can fear God and seek his will.
让我们和我们的下一代，我们的心思都能够被神的话来充满。
So we and our children, our minds can be filled by the word of God.
让我们能够真实的来经历寻求耶和华的一样好处都不缺。
So that we can all experience there is no want with those who seek the Lord.
然后渐渐成长以致得救，我们要让我们的情感被圣灵来支配。
To grow thereby unto salvation, we need to let the Holy Spirit govern our emotion.
当人的魂被肉体所支配的时候，他的情感常常有许多负面的表现。
When one's soul is governed by the flesh, there are many negative expressions from the emotion.
比如说贪婪、情欲、恼怒、虚伪、惧怕等等。
For example, greed and lust, anger or fear.
这常常就带来许多难处，甚至是灾难性的后果。
It may cause some it may lead to some catastrophe at times.
像我前天就看到一个新闻。
I watched a news a few days ago.
就是在芝加哥有一对华人夫妇，他们本来是乔迁新居，乔迁新居的一个欢乐的聚会。
There were a Chinese couple in Chicago. They had a party in their new house.
结果因为一个小事起了口角。
But they started to argue for some small things.
这个丈夫居然就拿出枪来把妻子就打死了。
The husband shot the wife to death.
然后他自己也自杀了。
And then he shot himself.
不受约束的情感，这个愤怒的情绪啊，是魔鬼啊。
The emotion without the discipline is from the devil.
那我们在圣经里面，我们也看到大卫的例子。
We can see the example from David in the Bible.
大卫在诗篇34篇12-13节，这是我们刚才读过的圣经。
In Psalm 34, verse 12 to 13, we have just read.
他说到，爱慕生命的就要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
Who is a man who desires life and loves many days, that he may seek good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit.
在写这篇诗篇之前，大卫曾经有一个惨痛的经历。
Before this, he wrote this psalm. David had a very painful experience.
他因着惧怕说了诡诈的话，间接的导致在祭司城里面的全城的人都被扫罗所杀。
He spoke deceitful word because of fear, so indirectly, the city of the priest, all the people in the city were killed.
所以神启示大卫在这里说。讲的这句话，爱慕生命的叫禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，这是他真实的经历。
So now, David said, "Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit." That is his own experience.
人的情感受肉体的辖制，在恼怒中常常会出恶言伤人。
When one's emotion is governed by the flesh.And he will speak hurtful words in anger.
在惧怕中或者虚伪里面，也常常会说诡诈的话害人。
Or he may speak deceitful words because of fear.
很多的时候，当我们的夫妻关系或者亲子关系出现裂痕，都是因着我们在恼怒中不能够控制自己的情绪。
Oftentimes the cracks between husband and wife and children or parents, it's all because our emotion is governed by our flesh.
我们的情感不受圣灵的控制支配。
Our emotion is not governed by the Holy Spirit.
在恼怒中说了得罪人、得罪神的话。
And we speak words that speak sin against God and hurt other people in our anger.
或者在虚伪的情感那里面，我们对。我们在家庭里面，我们不够诚实。
Or we are not honest we're not real because of our dishonesty.
以至于不能够夫妻之间不能够坦诚相待。
So that a husband and wife they cannot open up to each other.
这样双方的生命都要受亏损。
So that both sides, the life of both sides will suffer loss.
所以我们的情感要被圣灵来管制，好像我们不说得罪神的话。
So our emotion is to be governed by the Spirit, so that we do not speak things against God.
我们不做让我们的生命受亏损的事。
So that we do not do things that.Can cause our life to suffer loss.
渐渐成长，以致得救。我们的意志要常常要接受十字架的对付， 好叫主的旨意能够主宰我们的意志。
To grow thereby unto salvation, our will needs to be dealt by the cross, so that the Lord's will can become our will.
所以在大卫当他逃避扫罗的追杀的时候，他看到在他先到了祭司，到了祭司城那里，但是他在祭司那里似乎没有得到帮助。
When David was fleeing from the chase of Saul, he did not see any hope from the priest.
所以他觉得得平安的指望没有了。
So he thought that there's no hope of peace.
所以他干脆就逃到了腓利士人那里。
And then he fled to the Philistines.
那我们知道腓利士人是以色列人的仇敌。
We know the Philistines are the enemies of Israel.
所以他逃到腓利士人那里，他反而落在了一个极其危险的境地。
He found himself in a very perilous situation after he fled there.
腓利士人把他抓住，他随时都有被拉去被杀的这个危险。
The Philistines took him and they may kill him at any time.
所以大卫呢，只好那个装疯，假装疯癫了，以求保全自己的生命。
So David had to pretend.Madness in order to preserve his life.
这个同样的大卫，从前他在这个腓利士的勇士这个巨人格利亚面前，他是何等的勇敢。
This same David, how courageous he was when he encountered this Philistine giant Goliath.
他毫无畏惧，依靠神战胜了腓利士人的巨人。
He defeated the Philistine giant, the Goliath, with the help of God.
如今却要在腓利士人面前装疯卖傻，蒙受羞辱。
Now he had to pretend madness before the Philistines and be publicly ashamed.
这个反差是何等的大。
What a comparison.
所以在诗篇三十四篇第十八节，就是刚这是在诗篇三十四篇那里，大卫有一个总结。
In Psalm 34, verse 18, David reached a conclusion.
耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。
The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit.
所以大卫他认识到，他经过这个痛苦的经历，他认识到他离开了神的应许之地，就是离开了神的同在。
So through the painful experience, David knew that to leave God's promised land is to leave God's presence.
So 离开了神的同在，他就得不到真实的帮助，反倒有死亡的威胁。
When he leaves God's presence, he cannot obtain the help of God, and in contrast, he may have the danger of death.
所以大卫他悔改在神的面前，他完全放下他从前得胜的骄傲。
So David repented before God. He lay aside all the pride that he had from his previous victory.
大卫他是真实的，因着苦难他学了顺服。
So David learned obedience through sufferings.
所以神就用他奇妙的手，救他脱离了腓利士人，就是以色列人仇敌的手。
Then God delivered David from the hands of the Philistines.
我们的意志。若是受肉体的支配，表现出来的常常就是坚持自己的看见。
When our will is governed by the flesh, oftentimes we insist on what we see.
是宝贵我们自己的所得。
We treasure what we have gained.
就像大卫一样，他觉得他要到腓利士人那里去逃命，他就逃过去了。
Just like David, he thought he needs to go to the Philistines to preserve his life, and then he went.
所以我们在意志里面，我们常常觉得我们要到世界上去寻求帮助，我们就跑过去了。
So in our will, we thought we need to seek help from the world, then we went.
所以我们有我们里面肉体的骄傲，叫我们没有办法看清神的旨意。
Because of the pride of the flesh, we are not able to see the will of God.
我们没有看到神在我们身上的带领。
We are not able to see the lead of God on us.
以至于这个没有被对付的魂里面的意志，叫我们离开了神的同在。
So that because of this will that is not dealt, it's not dealt with, will lead us away from the presence of God.
离开神的同在，就会陷在仇敌的网络的里面。
When we leave the presence of God, we will fall into the snares of the enemy.
所以我们常常要带着谦卑受教的心来到主的面前，我们为着我们所处的环境，我们要来祷告主。
So we should come before the Lord, with a humble heart.
我们需要在神的面前谦卑悔改，求神的旨意在我们的意来能够来主宰我们的意志。
So we should repent humbly for God to let the Lord's will to govern our will.
我们好持守主的同在。
So that we can keep the presence of the Lord.
在诗篇三十四篇第二十二节。
Psalm 34 verse 22.
耶和华救赎他仆人的魂，凡投靠他的必不至定罪。
The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned.
对，这里的灵魂是魂呢，翻译应该是魂。
Here it says the soul of his servants.
对，耶和华神他救他仆人的魂。
The Lord redeems the souls of his servants.
凡投靠他的，必不至于定罪。而要得到他的荣耀。
And none of those who trust in him shall be condemned, and they shall obtain his glory.
感谢主，我们这些从前毫无价值的顽石，我们今天蒙了神的拯救，我们的生命有了永远的价值。
So thanks be to the Lord. We are as useless as worthless stubborn stones. Now we are saved by God. Now we have obtained this eternal glory.
我们今天在地就可以浅尝天恩的滋味。
Now we can taste the heavenly grace on the earth.
我们将来还要得着神冠冕上那个宝石的荣耀。
And in that day, we'll obtain the glory of the precious stone on the crown.
好，愿主的话来充满我们的心思。
So may the word of God fill our mind.
圣灵来支配我们的情感。
And the Holy Spirit govern our emotion.
我们学习谦卑舍己。叫主的旨意能够主宰我们的意志。
So that we may learn humble obedience to let the will be governed by the will of the Lord.
好像我们的生命能够渐渐成长，以致得救。
So that our life can grow thereby unto salvation.
好，我们一起仰望主。
We look to the Lord.
好，主，我们感谢你，你是用何等大的爱爱了我们。
Lord, we thank you. You loved us with a great love.
你在我们身上的救恩要救我们到一个完全的地步。
You would save us unto perfection.
叫我们脱离那个世界的辖制。
So that we can be delivered from the bondage of the world.
进入你永恒的国度。
Enter into your kingdom of eternity.
救我们脱离那个肉体的朽坏，进入你。的永远的价值。
You save us from the corruptible flesh, enter into the eternal value.
哦，你定义要我们能够成为你冠冕上宝石的荣耀。
You have determined for us to gain this glory on your crown.
我们里面的神儿子的那个荣耀的属天的生命，有一天要。与神儿子一同的作王。
So that in that day, because of the life of the Son in us, in that day we will reign together with you.
主，我们感谢你，我们求主在我们一生的道路上来带领我们，赐给我们属灵的智慧。
Lord, we thank you. May you continue to lead us and to give us the wisdom of spirit.
好叫我们快跑来跟从你。
So that we can run swiftly to follow you.
主，我们感谢你。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we thank you. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.